That is the 3 o'clock hour theme song with our guy, George E. You can check him out on social media, George E. Music, J-O-R-G-M-U-Z-I-K. I heard Appel yesterday. I actually saw George E. post this on his social media. Appel, who was filling in yesterday, he was complaining that he's not part of the song. And George E. has said next version will include some Josh Appel lyrics. So you have a reason to look forward to the next George E. Music drop, which you will hear on this radio station, certainly at 3 o'clock every day. Speaking of Appel filling in yesterday, Alex Donna will be filling in for me tomorrow. And then I'll be back next week for the entire week as we start to get situated a little bit for football season. Our friend Alejandro Solana is in Uruguay. That's why he was not on yesterday or today, but he has just checked in on the video link from Uruguay, where it's winter. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. You know, it's not freezing. Right now it's like 50-something degrees. It gets into the 40s at night, but it's nice, man. It's gorgeous out here.
Oh, glad you could check in for a segment or two or however long you want to hang out with us there. You missed the show, did you?
I do. I miss talking to you a little bit, but talking to Crowder and Jimmy and Dan, I mean, come on, what's better?
Totally understand. Well, this hour, we're going to talk with Clay Ferrero from Local 10, 4 o'clock hour. We're going to talk about the Miami Hurricanes with Alex Dono. And I'm keeping my eye on MLB Network. You've got the MLB trade deadline 2 hours and 55 minutes away. There is nothing going on Marlins-wise right now. I read you a tweet earlier from John Morosi at MLB Network from about 1 o'clock this afternoon, and he had tweeted out that the Marlins have had conversations with the Yankees about both Sandy Alcantara and Edward Cabrera, but nothing has come of that just yet. But again, I'll keep my eye on it here. I heard you talking yesterday, Crowder, with Appel about not enjoying the people who applaud after a movie.
No, dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah, I love when a movie is good enough to be worthy of applause at the end. In fact, when we were in the theater for Superman just a few weeks ago, the theater applauded, and I applauded. I applauded along with them. I love when a movie is so good that strangers are acknowledging to each other, that was a great 2 hours. Like, we all enjoyed this 2 hours together. That was fun. It was great. It was meaningful. And let's applaud. I thought you applaud. And Appel were way off yesterday.
Hawk, applaud is gratification, right?
Is it gratification? No.
You're showing somebody, like, you're making noise to tell the people that what they did is.
Oh, you're special. Showing gratitude. Correct. You're showing gratitude. Yes.
So who are you showing gratitude to? The little guy making $6.50 an hour up in the booth?
No, for the people who made the film.
They can't hear your applause in Boca Raton. Yeah, they live in LA.
And Messi can hear my applause in section 312 when I'm watching a soccer match?
Yes, he can, because he's in the same area code as you are.
No.
It's so dumb after a movie. Do you clap when the pilot lands the plane too?
Do I clap when the pilot? No, I mean, I don't think that happens very often. I think maybe if it's a
it happens all the time.
Flight. No.
It happened to me yesterday in Uruguay. People do that. Like, I don't know if it's just a Uruguay thing.
I think it's more
thing,
out of the South country. America I think thing. When you land somewhere out of the country.
Do you clap after the person gives you your total at Publix? Because they just did their job.
Yeah, but that's not a specialized skill.
That is.
No, I not. Need to. How long do you think you'd have to train to scan items at Publix versus how long you'd have to train to be a pilot of a passenger aircraft?
Couple weeks.
I picked it up just watching television, but I'm not the normal example.
I clap at plays because, you know, we do play. I go to New York, and actually right now I'm going to New York next week and Asia wants to go and watch these play, I'll clap at a play because I can see the person looking at me. Mm-hmm. We went and saw, Fantastic Four, which is a great movie. The new Fantastic Four, good movie.
I got to see that, yeah.
But what am? Who am I clapping to give gratification to?
So
the little boy that put the rope in, the little the brrr thing. I don't even know how they do it anymore.
So
what are you clapping for?
So you clap because you want to please someone else.
I clap because I want the person that have actually put on a performance to show them that you did a great job.
Right. You want them to be pleased. You want them to know that you approve of what they did. I applaud because I find something to be applause worthy. I'm not trying to please other people all my life like you are. I'm applauding because it was selfish.
So you're clapping. You're clapping for you.
No, I'm clapping to show that it was a monumental something, and that's how I'll do that at home. I'll do that at home watching TV if something is amazing.
So if Lori makes some stuffed peppers and you take a bite of the stuffed pepper, then you're going to start clapping after the first bite.
Well, no, if I can tell someone this is excellent or you did a great job, clapping is when you don't have that face-to-face moment with someone. That's a way to acknowledge. That's essentially saying to someone, if you're face-to-face, you say, hey, this was really good or you did a great job. If you're not face-to-face with someone, that's how you let them know that you're telling them those same words.
No. You don't let them know. You didn't let them know because nobody in Superman knew that you were clapping when you started clapping. So you didn't let anybody know other than you, yourself, and the other weirdos watching Superman.
No. Well, you've never been moved by art. I get moved by art. You're shallow.
Do you walk through a museum and start clapping, or you walk through an art gallery and start clapping?
So it is very difficult to move me. So I haven't, but I can't tell you that there won't be a moment that doesn't happen where that moment where it just hits me.
So have you seen the actual Mona Lisa?
I have not. I have not. I saw the building.
If you ever see the Mona Lisa, are you going to start clapping?
I don't know. You don't know when something's going to move you. If it moves me, and that's my release. Like, yeah, I mean, sure.
Do you clap in the bathroom after a full evacuation?
If it moves me. Anything that moves me on a deeper level, anything that moves me on a deep emotional level, it may be, listen, I applauded Radlow in Chechnya yesterday at the table tennis court. I applauded him in my bed at 3 a.m. I knew the only person who could hear me was Lori, and it was going to annoy her, but Radlow deserved that.
But he didn't know you applauded him.
Well, it doesn't matter.
He didn't know it.
Moved me. But his backhand moved me.
So it's selfish. You're doing it for yourself because you're not doing it for anybody else. Lori,
in touch with your emotions.
You're in a room.
When your emotions just react. You don't think about it. That's why it's an emotion.
So you're in a room. It's you and your wonderful wife, Lori. You start clapping for no reason. Lori's annoyed by it. Radlow has no idea who you are.
Correct.
You're doing that for yourself and
doing it
at the peril of Lori. It's actually very selfish.
But that's the beauty of emotion, which you are lacking. That's the beauty of emotion. You're moved and it doesn't matter the collateral damage. It's emotion. Emotion comes out. Anyway, greater point.
When I walk past on the airplane, and sometimes the pilots, they stand there right in front of the bathroom. I don't know if they want to meet people. I don't know what the hell they're standing there for. I will tell them I appreciate you, brother.
Right.
I'm not clapping for him, though. I tell him I appreciate you.
But if you wanted to
job,
tell him like that and you didn't have that face-to-face moment, how would you do it?
That's his damn job. A slow clap.
That's universal. I appreciate you.
No, that could be some sex.
Well, if that's the way you call someone for sex, I gotta know more about what's going on in your situation.
Kids asleep.
You may be looking for a pardon yourself. All right. And by the way, Happy Gilmore 2 was kind of boring. But we don't have time to talk about it now. We have to get to, are you doing headlines from Uruguay, Solana, or is Dan Day continuing to do headlines?
Let's have Dan, because truthfully, I mean, not that this is unusual on our show, but I'm not prepared to do headlines.
Why don't you want to do it today? No, I'm just teasing. Dan is prepared.
The only thing that I'm in a hotel room, I have 18 channels. They're all soccer. 18 channels of just different soccer.
It's really amazing elsewhere around the world. Like, that's all anyone cares about is soccer. Like, that, I mean, that's it. And we give it rudimentary conversation every now and then. I'm assuming this match that I'm going, how did it do in Chicago last night? Jimmy, you watched it last night. Was it sold out? This Premier League is tour. There's three cities that they hit: New York, Chicago, and Atlanta for a little summer tour. You watched Bournemouth yesterday. Was it crowded there in Chicago, Jimmy?
It was a good crowd, but once it's 3-0, I stopped watching.
Right. No, I understand. I wonder in Atlanta Sunday, because it's Bournemouth and West Ham early game, and then who is it? Is it Man U in the late game? It's a 5 o'clock game. I think it's Manchester United, maybe.
You guys play at West Ham?
Yeah.
Whew.
Is that good or bad?
Oh, it's terrible. Relegated team.
Oh, I mean, we got to have easy pickings. Listen, I'm not flying to Atlanta for a tough one.
That's like me. You want to go to Miami Notre Dame? No. Which one do you want to go to? I'm like,
yeah,
Bethune-Cookman.
Exactly. That's the game I love to go to. I want to see them put up 70 points.
Backfired.
It is Manchester United.
It is. I asked Witty. Witty was on with us. Solana, you on? When I asked him, kind of like, why doesn't the MLS just do what Bundesliga and La Liga and all that? And he was kind of like, you're so far behind those.
You know, those I heard
leagues.
That.
Like, it's a waste of time.
I listened to the segment that you did with Whittingham, and I wish he would have answered you with this, because I think you would have understood it better. That would be like saying to The Rock, hey, why don't you do with the UFL what the NFL does? Just do what they're doing. It just doesn't work that way. You know what I mean? Like, it just, like, you can't look at anything that's mega successful and go, oh, I'll do the same thing and then I'll be mega successful. It just doesn't work that way.
I think McDonald's and Burger King looks at McDonald's. I was like, okay, well, you know, Taco Bell looks at Burger King and McDonald's. But yeah, it made sense what he was saying. Like, this is, I really do think it's cultural too, as well.
I mean, generational too. Yeah, it's definitely cultural. Yeah, I mean, these kids grow up idolizing the soccer players. It's starting to happen a little bit here. Yeah. But I mean, you're talking generational.
But it's a great point what you made about it, because people have tried to make other football leagues, and we laugh at them on this.
You
show.
Can do exactly what they're doing. You can try to tweak it a little bit, but you just can't look at it and go, "Oh, I'm going to replicate their success." Like, there's so much that goes into something like that.
Hey, West Ham's not relegated, by the way. West Ham's in the Premier League. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, even if they were, it's still a big draw.
Now I was expecting a romp.
No, West Ham is in the Premier League. They're a quality club, like one of the oldest clubs in the history of England.
Who's the late game then? Manchester United and
West Ham?
West Ham?
West Ham?
Is it West Ham or West Ham? Because I say West Ham.
You pronounce West Ham, but yeah, it's West Ham.
You sure? Because it's two words.
Yes, West Ham.
But it's not one word. It is West and Ham.
Yeah. Dude, they West got relegated. Oh, no, wait. Yeah, they didn't get relegated. Okay, they came back out. They were barely, man.
They're in the Premier League.
What are y'all talking about?
Well, they beat Everton.
Yeah, 2-1.
Man, I don't know what's going on. Jimmy, call West Ham and see how they're pronounced.
It's two words.
Actually, call. I'm gonna ask Witty.
Okay. It's definitely not West Ham. I'll tell you that much.
Solana, your hotel room's made out of cardboard.
Witty, how do you pronounce West Ham, the team that Bournemouth is playing? Is it West
stands
Ham
for West Hampton?
West Ham? And this will be aired on the air because I'm on the air right now. All right. I'll have an answer to this shortly. All right, let's do headlines while we wait for the answer, because Clay Ferrero is, and now I got to be concerned because I told him he was going to be on the air. I got to be concerned about him just sending me back cursing just to play a joke with me, because that's what I would do to someone if they said, I'm about to play this back on the air. Headlines with Dan Day, brought to you by, I have it wrong on my sheet, brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Sorry, West Ham was 7 points above relegation last year, so you're right. They're still in the Premier League. Talking about soccer, Lionel Messi had 2 assists last night as Inter Miami won a thriller against Mexico's Atlas, 2-1.
Josh Appel responding with West Ham and laughing, crying faces. I don't think you're right on this, Solana. I think it's West Ham.
I might not be right about it, but I know it's not.
West I knew Ham. A guy from there. It was his favorite
it's either
team.
West Ham or West Ham. But I don't think you're right.
You just got to say it quicker. I think there's too much of a pause in between West and Ham for you. It's got to be quicker, like West Ham.
But why? It's two words.
Yeah, but it's just not West Ham.
All right, hold on. Whittingham coming through.
Okay.
From people in East London would be West Ham. You're kind of skipping the H. But yes, it is more West Ham than West Ham. I have no idea where you'd have gotten West Ham from.
Solana.
You didn't have to be such a douchebag about
it. I have
it.
No idea where you would have gotten West Ham from. Well, Solana checking in from Uruguay as our soccer expert. That's where.
Hey, you talk too fast, Hawk. You can't say the name if you talk too fast.
So, yes, West Ham. We will continue on with that then.
West Ham. West Ham.
I love it. This is exactly what you did with Frito and Dono. See, all of a sudden, you're wrong, but you start saying it over and over as if you
were <He's> right.
If you were right. I do like the end there where he goes, I don't know where you would have gotten West Ham from. Well, I'll give you a few guesses.
The Marlins haven't made any serious Marlins were good on the Marlins. They haven't made any serious moves today, either buying or selling. They are going to be playing the Yankees 3-game series starting tomorrow at 7.
All right.
Federal authorities are investigating millions of dollars of sports memorabilia being stolen from the Kaseya Center. It's items taken, including game-worn NBA Finals jerseys that apparently were being sold for profit.
They said it's the biggest heist of sports memorabilia in history. And apparently, the Heat, I was listening to Amin Alhassan from the Levitard show. He was saying that it was, like, I guess, just stored in some sort of like basement or something, some room. I'm sure there was, you know, access, whether it was a access pad or whatever. But millions of dollars of merchandise, like NBA Finals game-worn stuff, just stolen.
I got robbed one time as a kid, like a young kid. I was in 12th grade, you know, 12 years old. I was in 7th grade. Somebody stole something in my locker. And I remember my mom telling me that MFers will steal the stink out of poop if you let them.
I don't disagree with that.
If there's anything of value, a human being will steal it. So,
Yep. Or if you pretend that something has value, like a rock, someone will steal it because you've made them believe that it has value. Yes, totally agree.
And Hawk, we figured out this week that the reason I don't get called for jury duty is because I am a convicted felon.
Oh, congratulations.
And I told the kids to get convicted of a felony, you never have to worry about the rest of your life. But one thing I hate is thieves. I hate thieves. I can't stand somebody
who'll get convicted of something else. Right.
Sometimes, man, listen, Hawk, sometimes you got to whoop some ass. Now, life is life.
Get a good felony, not a thievery.
Yeah, more of a white collar crime. White collar crime.
Yeah, white collar crime.
Man, listen.
Mail fraud.
No, I got battery, assault, and evading. But those are all, it's just me and the police. We're just dealing with life. We're trying to figure out what's going on.
Hack into a spreadsheet, though. I'm with Dan. Just hack into a spreadsheet. Hack into a spreadsheet. You're out of jury duty rest of your life. You're welcome.
It's a high price to pay.
I'm writing that down.
All right, Jimmy. All right, anything else?
Yeah, why not? The Hurricanes football team had their first practice of the season, and the ACC media has voted them to finish second in the ACC right behind Clemson.
All right.
And let's do some weather. It's somewhat cold, 50s, 60s in Uruguay, and it's somewhat hot, 92, 88 here in South Florida.
What, they got one of those domes there in Atlanta that I'm going to? Got a big dome?
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, Mercedes-Benz?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Man, Mercedes-Benz is a beautiful stadium.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. You're going to love it.
All right. I'm excited. Can I wear my Bournemouth scarf, do you think?
Yeah. Wear whatever you want. You might get beat up, but it's part of Atlanta.
I might wear my Bournemouth scarf to my lemon pepper
Magic
wing.
City.
Dab
Please FaceTime
my
me.
Mouth with my scarf.
Oh, I just want to FaceTime, man. I just want to see 10 seconds on stage.
So you're telling me, Solano, when I'm having a meal with the CEO of the Premier League, who's in our suite, I should talk about, I don't think this will be a difficult one against West Ham.
Yeah, just let him know, you know, this West Ham, a little overrated. Let him know.
Unbelievable.
And he'll know exactly who you are, which is a true football fan. He'll know.
Clay Ferrero is going to join us in the next segment, so don't go anywhere. We're going to talk a little football with Clay.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I don't think you could offer me any money for my dog. I love my dog.
I got 100,000 cash.
Take them.
Watching MLB Network. Nothing doing right now with the Marlins and the trade deadline. 2 hours and 26 minutes to go. Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He's a sports anchor and reporter at Local 10 WPLG here in Miami. Yeah, Canes practice getting underway today. You got NFL preseason tonight. I mentioned the MLB trade deadline, 6 p.m. But, Clay, I want to start with the Dolphins. You okay starting with the Dolphins?
I'm perfect starting with the Dolphins.
All right, because I've got this feeling, and I said this to Crowder at the beginning of the show, but and I know the secondary is a problem. I'm acknowledging that, and I understand Kader Coe, who's out for the season. I'm acknowledging this. But I have this feeling that people are sleeping on the Dolphins and not recognizing that the team has legit talent in a lot of areas. And I'm wondering if you have that feeling as well, or if I'm on an island here.
No, I think you're on an island. I think this is like one of those classic.
Yeah.
I think, but I think, and maybe Channing can kind of help out with this a little bit. I think one thing, especially when you're talking about a pro football team, is the chain is only as strong as its weakest link. And I think, unfortunately, when you look around this Dolphins team, there are a lot of places where you can see weak links. And so, you know, if you're not exploiting the corners because they're you know, finding a way to stick with receivers, okay, well, then you're going to poke at something else. And if you end up having to do too much to cover for those corners, I feel like, and now with that said, people are raving about Patrick Paul. I mean, that was obviously a big question mark coming in. If that's answered, then you start to feel a little bit better. You're right. There is talent there. And yet I think a lot of teams kind of feel like they have talent. And so I think the question is, can you put it all together and then cover for some of those weaknesses? And until I see it, it's going to be really hard for me to say that things are going to change drastically overnight.
And Clay, we used to call it the duck because people try to find offensively. So I was on some top 10 defense, especially Saban's years, 05, 06, we were top 10 in every category. And I end up being the duck because it was Junior Seau, Zach Thomas, Jason Taylor, Sam Madison, Kevin Carter, Vonnie Holiday, Keith Traylor. So, like, they would pick on me. You try to find the weakest link, to your point. And where, like, it's glaring right now. I think the front seven will be good. The Brooks and Willie Gay, like, they're getting praised. I got to watch them in a real game because I watched Brooks last year. I haven't seen Willie Gay play ball. But the glaring point is the secondary. Kader Kohu goes down. You trade Jalen Ramsey. Like, I would throw the ball 50 times on this team and see what those dudes are about. I've said it. I said it before Kader Kohu got hurt. They need to go out and get a veteran corner. Do you think they address that position in a bigger way than signing some free agents? Because right now, there's nobody that's at their mom's house cooking breakfast that's going to fix any secondaries.
Well, and I think that's the problem is, you know, they kind of left it up to that. And they were already leaving it up to that with the knowledge that they were thinking about having Kohu take more outside reps. So you're already weakening one position in your secondary by trying to cover for another. And then he gets hurt. I don't know how you can so drastically mismanage that position, especially in the modern NFL where, man, teams are coming to pass. And look, I do think the pass rush has a chance to be very good, and hopefully that mitigates a little bit of it. But there are also ways to counteract that with max protection, stuff like that, where it's just going to be it's hard for me to see how these corners end up holding up that long. And Channing, I also think if there were a bigger move out there, I think it would have already been made. And I could be wrong on that, but you know, I kind of think this Dolphins team is what it's going to be. And, you know, if you're a fan, you just kind of got to hope that this stuff comes together, everybody stays healthy, and some spots surprise you. But, yeah, right now, it's definitely wait-and-see mode for me.
I feel like you guys might be sleeping on the Dolphins.
Huck, what are we sleeping on? No, I'm wide awake.
This is what you guys are doing. You're picking the weakest link. Every team is going to have a weakest link somewhere. So maybe last season it was the offensive line or injuries or whatever. You're picking that weakest link and you're saying this happens to be coincidentally the most important part of the football team. And I would submit to you that every team has weak links. And I would take it a step further, Clay, and say, which Dolphins team do you think is truer to who they actually are? The 2023 team that was creative and inventive and put up 70 points on Denver, or last year that dealt with a ton of injuries and seemingly sputtered in every area? Because you're picking last year's team, and I understand recency bias, you're picking last year's team though over the 2023 squad, but they're very similar.
Well, but I think the other thing is the question is, have NFL defenses adjusted to what McDaniel was doing with this personnel? And yeah, there's talent there, but you know, the talent is the most talented players on this team are pretty much the same as we saw in 23. Right. So if other defenses have adjusted, then we're hoping that McDaniel, after a full year of not being able to adjust, and I understand people were in and out, I get all that, but had they all of a sudden figured out how to adjust to the adjustments, where it just seemed that anytime people threw out two safeties last year, like, oh no, we don't know what to do, it's over. And so, and by the way, we're only talking about the offense. You're right, man. It was really creative. It was really fun. It wasn't last year, but then, okay, now we've got the defensive questions with the secondary. It just, there's just too much for me. There's too many questions that I need to see answered. And yeah, we are picking on the, you know, one weak link, but it's not just one corner. It's multiple corners. It's your nickel. It's, there are so many questions, and like you're hoping that Mike Hilton can come in and get back to form. I just, so much for me that when you start to talk about it, that they've got to answer in ways that right now it's hard to see many positive answers.
And Clay, one of the stories that's been coming out is one day Quinn Ewers looks great. The next day, Zach Wilson throws in an amazing ball to, you know, some unrestricted free agent. They're saying he's doing great. Are we in the best situation this time of year? The best situation we've been in a long time without, like, Skylar Thompson, we all can admit that was a mistake keeping around 3 years. But with Tua number one, and he runs the team, but if it's Tua, Zach, Quinn, are we in a better situation at quarterback than we've been in a long time?
I mean, I don't know. And again, it's so early in camp to try to start judging those guys. I mean, hey, what if they're making those plays because you're going up against a bunch of cornerbacks that, you know, like, you just look at it so many different ways. And I think However, I think you've got a bias towards whatever you think the team is. And that's why it's so hard for me to get overly excited or overly critical by people talking about Cam performance, right? I will say that the one where I can look at it and say, okay, this is really encouraging, go back to what we were talking about with Patrick Paul. You know he's going up against high-level players. And so if he's doing a good job against those high-level players, then you start to feel really good. If you're asking me about backup quarterbacks running against the twos and threes, running with twos and threes, and your ones at defensive back are already a big question mark, I'm just not going there yet. And I've got to see it in a preseason game, and then definitely if something happens. Hopefully it doesn't happen. Hopefully we never see Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers, and Tua stays healthy. But I'd have to see a lot more than just good reports in camp when they're going up against backups.
I feel like you guys might be sleeping on this Dolphins team and not really acknowledging.
Clay is wide awake. Clay, you okay, Clay? Because we are sleeping in his mind.
Okay. So
you think, Mike McDaniel, listen, Clay? No, go ahead. Yeah.
No, okay. So our producer, David Lang, said as far as being awake, told me I have to tell this story on the air. Okay. So
floor is yours.
This is as far as being awake. So I got back at from Kane's camp and walked in, started ingesting the video. I'm at the station right now. And I'm like, all right, it's 2 o'clock and need to pick me up. I'm going to go make some coffee. So I did. Made some coffee, 2 o'clock, then go in and I start editing. And I, probably took me about an hour and 20 minutes. And then I come out and I sit down at my desk going through the emails that have come in. 2:16, an email from head of operations from our station titled, "How to make coffee." So this is, mind you, 15 minutes after I had gotten my last cup of coffee. And I figured, I'm going to do something nice. I'm not just going to drink the last cup of coffee and then just leave an empty pot. I'm going to be a good Samaritan and make pot coffee for the next person. How to make coffee. If you make a pot of coffee, do not add water with the coffee pot. When the start button is pushed, the water comes from an internal hot water tank. If you have any questions or concerns, please call me.
You mangled the coffee maker?
So I'm looking at the coffee maker, and I mean, unless it's been cleaned up, I don't think I completely destroyed anything. But
it was worthy of an email, defense, though, worthy of a staff email, whatever you did to the coffee maker.
And I didn't know it for an hour. But now, in fairness to me, when you open up the coffee thing, it says pour in water only up there. So how am I supposed to know? I'm trying to do a nice thing, and probably broke our coffee maker.
Would you like my take on it? You're not going to like this because I'm going to call out your management, but I'm going to call out Warren Buffett specifically, the owner of your station. How do we not have a Keurig machine? Who's making pots of coffee anymore? You're a person. You want to make your own cup of coffee. You put in the little cartridge, the K-cup, and you have the flavor and the coffee that you want. I don't know of an office. You're telling me Warren Buffett can't get a Keurig machine for Local 10? You got to have you have the Joe DiMaggio Mr. Coffee?
Well, so this will tell you something about me too. I can't stand the Keurig machines because I had to make like 3 or 4 cups of coffee just to kind of get the caffeine that I need in me. So I don't know. I think that probably means that there's something very, very wrong with me that I need to get checked out.
Well, we knew before the story.
Yeah. But it was funny. My mom used to tell the story that her father had a saying for her. Her name's Barry, by the way. My mom's name is Barry, so get that laugh out of the way. But he would go, "Barry, the road to hell is paved with your good intentions." And like, yep, I take after my mom.
I'm not even going to say the road to hell is paved with your coffee. Now you're going to say that she was a bad coffee.
Hey, Clay, you want to try some Wilson, Red Bull or something? You drink 4 cups of coffee? Goodness gracious.
That's a lot of coffee, man.
I mean, honestly, it's closer to 6, but yeah. Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot. I try to limit myself to 1 cup of coffee a day but I do drink at least 1 Coke Zero a day as well.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, I try to balance it out because I drink a ton of water too, but yeah.
Hey, Clay. You don't go to movies, do you?
No. No. We watch them at home though. We watch Happy Gilmore too.
Yeah, boring, right?
Hmm.
I thought it was what it was going to be. You know, I think there's it's almost like everybody who's complaining didn't see the first one. What were you expecting, right? Citizen Kane?
It was kind of like your coffee, right?
Clay made this pot.
Hey, Clay, will you make me a cup of that Happy Gilmore too?
You say that Adam Sandler ruined.
We were having this conversation, but you don't go to theaters. But how do you feel about people who clap after a movie at the theater?
I teach their own. I wouldn't do it, but I mean, if it's after a movie, at least it's not distracting.
Yeah, I like it. I'm all but for what it. Are, what are you? Like
you, but what are you clapping for, Clay? The actors can't hear you. The director, the producer, nobody can hear you. You're doing that for yourself.
Art moved you. Art moved you.
So when you go to an art gallery and you see something good, you just start clapping?
Boom.
I might. Yeah, no, I said to Crowder, no, now that not. Hasn't happened. It hasn't happened to me yet because no art has moved me that way. But if that's the emotion that overtook me, sure, that's what I would do. Some people look at a painting and they start to cry. They get overcome with emotion. It hasn't happened to me yet, but maybe it will one day.
And you should trip them and put them in the closet.
Well, you don't understand emotions. You don't understand emotions.
Clay, what about the people that clap after the pilot lands the plane?
Well, so I guess it depends on the rest of the trip. Was it one of those where you got a ton of turbulence? We had one of those on our way back. We're flying back from Cleveland at my wife's in my in-law's place, and my poor daughter had never experienced like massive turbulence before. And so I guess it kind of depends on like if you're are you doing it because this is a normal flight and yay, or are you doing it because thank God and thank the pilot that we actually made it here alive?
I don't know. I'm not going to clap for anything. I clap so all the time. I clap at Broadway plays, and I clap at anything my kids do because you have to, even if they're terrible.
No, that's not true. I remember a story where you saw a shoplifter once, and you clapped at them to get them to stop shoplifting. Yeah. Yeah.
And I clapped at shoplifters, Clay. You're right.
Somebody's going to take that way out of context.
Can you imagine you're putting something into your bag and then you hear a very loud manly clap and it's this 6'6" black guy with dreads clapping at you angrily? And didn't say anything, right? Clapped at them.
I just started clapping. That was years ago. I didn't know what to do, but I knew the person was stealing, and I wanted to address the situation, so I just started clapping real loud.
I would tell the story as you weren't clapping at them, you were clapping for them. Like, go, go!
So great, man. You should go on Shark Tank and offer investment in your security company.
Top flight security.
Clay Ferraro from Local 10. Go fix your coffee maker.
Take care, guys.
See you, buddy. Clay Ferraro. 4 o'clock hour is coming up on Hockman, Crowder, and Solana. I remember that story. It was such a great story.
That is so fun. I remember that.
Had to be
that
10
too.
Years ago. Had to be 10 years ago.
That was a long time ago, man. But that did happen.
Four o'clock hour, we'll get you caught up on headlines. I'm keeping an eye on MLB Network. Nothing doing right now. And for the Marlins, there's some trades being made, but nothing for the Marlins. And Alex Dono is going to talk some Miami Hurricanes with us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. So do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.